the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, President-elect Donald Trump says he talked with a Chinese leader about TikTok shortly before the Supreme Court unanimously upheld the federal law banning the app beginning Sunday unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. The court held Friday the risk to national security posed by TikTok's ties to China outweighs concerns about limiting speech by the app. A sale does not appear imminent. The court's decision means new users won't be able to download the app and updates won't be available, but it won't disappear from users' phones. Trump had called on the court to keep the ban on hold until after he takes office Monday. Meantime, President-elect Trump's inauguration will be moving indoors Monday due to the freezing weather. According to sources with knowledge of the inauguration planning who spoke to ABC News, Trump is expected to be sworn in inside the Capitol Rotunda. When he is sworn in on Monday, the temperature is expected to be about 18 degrees with a wind chill making it feel like 5. It's supposed to be the coldest inauguration in 40 years. Officials say they have dismantled a diesel fuel theft scheme that operated in New Jersey and neighboring states. The enterprise allegedly used card skimmers to steal info and fraudulently purchase fuels they could resell it. Weldon Powell is with the New Jersey Division of Criminal Justice. Twenty-five individuals have been charged and four companies. With winter underway in New Jersey, the state's Poison Control Center is reminding residents about the increased danger of carbon monoxide poisoning during winter storms. That's when people turn their home heating systems on, says Managing Director Bruce Ruck.
A lot of the carbon monoxide exposures that we see are due to blocked chimneys, cracked heating systems, and heating systems that are not working appropriately.
Ruck says carbon monoxide is called the silent killer because it's colorless and odorless gas, and symptoms are similar to those of the common cold or the flu, like headache, dizziness, upset stomach, and vomiting. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Rain, then snow this weekend, followed by bitter cold. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Nice today, some rain tomorrow, some snow on Sunday, then really cold next week. Got all that? Here we go. Sunshine today. Seasonable temperatures. Can't complain too much about that. Highs make it to around 40 this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds, especially after midnight, with chilly low temperatures around 30. Tomorrow's the warmest day of the week. Highs in the mid-40s with cloudy skies. Watch for a quick round of rain showers, though, mainly in the afternoon hours. Limited chance of wintry mix and some slippery spots in northwestern New Jersey only. Sunday turns colder. Highs down to the lower 30s with sun and clouds. Snow becomes likely Sunday afternoon and evening with light to moderate accumulations expected across New Jersey. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, 35 degrees in Sussex, 40 in Trenton, 40 in Egg Harbor Township. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.